Kia ora e te whānau, welcome to the Māori Millennia Podcast. Ko te kahukura point and tōku ringua, and I started this podcast because I want to bridge the wealth gap for our people. Today we are talking about something that so many people struggle with, why people feel stuck with money, living paycheck to paycheck, getting ahead one week but falling back the next, or feeling like money just disappears, and the most important part, how to actually break free from the cycle. So if you've ever thought to yourself that you're just not good with money or you'll never get out of this cycle, then this episode is especially for you. I remember a time when my life was like this. For anyone who hasn't heard my story before, I went to uni with no money, and that first semester at uni was really difficult. I had no scholarships, and I consistently worried about money, and so I went down this track of trying to transform my life. I did all of the side hustles under the sun, but they just left me burnt out, exhausted, and feeling worse than I did before I started, if I'm being completely honest. Since then, I've built a six-figure business and completely transformed my whole entire life. So I have been where you are before. I used to look at my bank account and go, how am I going to pay my bills? I used to borrow money. I used to be stuck in this rabbit hole of using Afterpay and Layby just to pay for things. When unexpected bills came up, that is where I went, and it just meant that the process of getting out of this cycle was so hard because I was consistently using these quick fixes that didn't actually fix anything. So there are definitely three traps that keep most people stuck. The first one is this mindset of, I'm just not good with money. We tell ourselves this like it's our personality type when actually it's just conditioning. Most people who listen to this podcast, most people who I've met grew up with a scarcity mindset, and this scarcity mindset was literally caused by colonization when our tipuna had their whenua stolen from them, and so there was real evidence that there was no longer enough to go around. And what happened was that this mindset got passed down through the generations. And what happens is that we create evidence for whatever we believe to be true. So if you believe that there is not enough, you are going to create evidence for this. Now, this sounds crazy when you're hearing about this and you're like, no, that's just my actual reality. Wrong. You know those times when you go, I knew this bad thing was going to happen? It's because before it even started, you had already decided that something bad was going to happen. And so you find or create evidence to support this belief. Another example is, your brain will actually not be able to scan opportunities to make more money if you believe that you can't. If you believe that you don't have enough time, you don't have the skill set to make more money, you're actually not going to be able to see opportunities to make more money. It sounds crazy, but it actually works, I promise you. So the I'm just not good with money, saying this, thinking this, telling yourself this, you're going to find evidence for this. You're going to be stuck in debt. You're going to be living paycheck to paycheck because after all, you're just not good with money, are you? But the thing is about anything in life, you can once not be good with money. You can literally transform your relationship with money. You can heal your mindset and you can become a fantastic money manager just like I have. I used to be terrible with my money and now I've just completely transformed my relationship with money. So I want you to reframe this belief of I'm just not good with money to being good with money. It's not about being a maths genius. It's about building simple habits and systems. I actually failed. I think it was my last year of maths, year 12, my exams. But you do not have to be a maths whiz to succeed at managing your money. You just have to find simple ways that you can do this better and more effectively. Trap number two that people get stuck in is using quick fixes to sort themselves out. So this looks like using Afterpay or Layby or even credit cards to smooth over gaps. It feels like a solution when you're in the moment, when your car breaks down or when something happens, but it only delays the stress. It only makes it worse later on. For example, you buy a couple of $100 worth of clothes on Afterpay thinking, you know, sweet, it's only $50 and you can just pay it off over four payments. But then the payments stack up and suddenly you're short for groceries. And this cycle just feeds itself because when you're in that cycle of paying back these things, you're like, well, how am I supposed to save now if you've got all this debt to pay? And it's like these quick fixes keep you dependent on those systems that keep you trapped. And so we have to find ways to get out of these, which I'm going to talk about how to break free in a minute. But I just want to touch on trap number three, which is the avoidance game. there are three common attachment styles people have to money, and one of them is avoiding it altogether. And I've been there before, where all of the money, all of the numbers, all of the transactions, it just completely overwhelms you. And so you just ignore it entirely because you don't even want to know, because it's just completely scary, it's completely overwhelming. And so you avoid it at all costs because you're actually scared of what you're going to see. You're scared of what your budget's going to tell you. You're scared of, you know, if you do a money diary or a money audit, that like, oh my gosh, maybe I'm actually spending my money in the wrong places. You're actually scared of finding this stuff out. You're scared of how bad the situation might be. So you avoid it. But avoiding it doesn't make the problem go away. It only makes it grow. And so a money plan is not about saying no to life. It's not about punishing yourself. It's not about hating yourself for mistakes you've made. It's about saying yes to the life that you genuinely want to live. It's about saying yes to finally freeing yourself from these cycles that you're living in. So I want to dive into how you can actually break free from the traps that you're living in. Number one is to get real about it, to get real about your money story. I want you to sit down and I want you to identify, what are your beliefs about money? Do you think that it's hard to get? Do you think that you're not worthy of it? Awareness is the first step, because you cannot change what you don't first acknowledge. So once you understand your beliefs about money, we can start working on changing these and reframing these and start using affirmations to change the story. So for example, I grew up with a scarcity mindset through and through, and I believed that there was a limit to how much money I could make, that there was a limit to how much money existed in the world, and that I would always not have enough, basically. And I decided that I didn't want that to be my reality. I wanted my reality to be that there was an abundance of money all the time. I was always provided for. Money always showed up for me. I looked after my money. I was fantastic at looking after my money. I made money like it was easy. I made money like it was just raining money from the sky. And so I started writing these things down. And you can learn so much about yourself by journaling these things and by asking yourself these questions. So I want you to first do that, even pause the episode and actually sit down for 5 minutes and ask yourself these questions. What do you believe about money? Do you think it's hard to get? Do you think you're not worthy of it? Ask yourself the hard questions and find out, what are the beliefs that need to change if you want to change your results? Number two is to create a simple money plan. It's not a scary spreadsheet. It's just a clear view of what's coming in and what's going out. So allocate some putia towards your living costs, towards saving, towards spending money. And if you're not making enough money to be able to cover all of those, then this is great, because we actually have awareness around this now instead of avoiding it. So if you're not making enough money, there are so many episodes on my podcast that talk about how to increase your income. So start focusing on that. But first, you want to have a money plan. The point isn't to restrict yourself. It's to give every single dollar a job so that it has a purpose and it solves a problem. Step number three is to create some boundaries with your money. So the amount of people that come to me saying that their kids were always asking them for money and that, you know, this is keeping them stuck. And it's like, who's giving them the money? And I'm talking about adult kids, by the way, not little kids. But like, if there are people in your life who keep on asking you for money, it's your job to protect your money. It's your job to say no. It's your job to assert those boundaries. Nobody else is going to do it for you. It might be that someone asks you if you want to hang out and they want to go on a fancy, beautiful trip and you really want to fit in with them, but you actually can't afford it, so you'll just chuck it on the credit card. No, have some boundaries and actually say, I would love to hang out with you, but can we do XYZ? Because that's not actually in my price range at the moment. Keyword, at the moment. Things can change in the future. You know, you can work on it, but just not having any boundaries isn't going to help you. It's only going to make the situation worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Boundaries don't make you stingy. They mean that you respect your money. They mean that you respect your goals. Now, step number four is to start small and build consistency. You don't need to fix absolutely everything overnight. Just start with one small thing. It might be saving $20 a week, paying one bill early. It might be opening a safety net account, even if there's no money in it. Just opening it with the intention of putting money in it over time. Small wins add up, and the confidence that comes with it is the momentum that allows you to achieve the life that you truly want to achieve. Okay, so I've broken down these four key steps and they're quite simple, but I just want to recap for you. The three traps that keep people stuck are believing that you're not good with money. It's relying on quick fixes that dig a deeper hole. It's avoiding your finances instead of facing them. And the steps to break free are simple. Get real clear about your money story. Ask yourself the questions. Number two, create a money plan that actually works with you. Number three, set some boundaries with your money. Number four, start small. Don't overwhelm yourself with too much and stay consistent. If this episode was helpful, I just want you to know that you do not have to do this alone. You do not have to struggle alone. This podcast is here to help you, and I'm here to help you. And I just, really want you to know that you're going to get through this. If this was helpful for you, I would be so grateful if you could share it to a friend, share it on your story, make sure to tag me. Thank you so much for tuning in, E Te Whānau. If this episode was helpful, I'm so happy for you. And yeah, just remember, being good with money isn't something that you're born with. It's something that you can learn, and you have absolutely got this. I believe in you 100%. All right, ka kite.